podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our prophecy podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Thompson. I'm glad that you're here. It's been kind of a journey. But today is November the 15th, 2024. And today's topic is the fifth seal. This is going to be a very interesting topic. We've been talking about the seven seals. And we know that each seal is a 1,000-year period of time. Where a lot of people believe in our day that the seals have something to do with plagues. Well, that's true to a certain extent, but they believe it's for the last days. When in actuality, it covers, seven seals covers the space of 7,000 years. Think of each seal as 1,000 years. Kind of represents 1,000 years to the Lord is one day. So each seal is 1,000 years, and we've covered 4,000 years so far. Now the fifth seal. So when did that, take place exactly? Well, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. So that's very interesting, isn't it? Because that was the year 33. So you add 33 and 1,000 years, you get the year 1033. You add another 1,000 years, you get the year 2033. Well, it's almost 2025 where I stand. So 2033, significant things happen. Things come together. But we're covering the fifth seal. So when Jesus Christ arose from the dead and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. And that's what I want you to understand. Now I'm going to read some stuff from an old article. And so let the podcast begin. Find it very interesting. I hope that you find it interesting as well. The fifth seal, the year 33 AD to the year 1033 AD. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge or avenge the blood of them that dwell on the earth? And verse 11, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them, that they should rest for a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. So that was the fifth seal. Kind of interesting, isn't it? The fifth seal, and that was Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. The altar equals sacrifice. Now souls equals martyrs, Christians killed for their belief. I find this very interesting when I was studying, because when I wanted to understand, so you have to be able to back it up. You have to have a good history of the scriptures, right? But when Jesus Christ arose from the dead, that started the fifth seal. So to me, that would mean, okay, it would have to have something about people being killed. And so I said, okay, let me check it out, see if it adds up. So that's when you check out, the scriptures. You check out Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. And that's where you learn, hey, It says the souls, the martyrs, Christians, were killed for their beliefs. It nailed it, didn't it? It fits the verses quite nicely. Many early Christians, including nearly all of the original apostles, gave their lives up as martyrs. John saw the Christians martyrs under the altar, suggesting that their lives were given unto sacrifice to God's service, much like the sacrificial animals offered upon the altar of the temple. Because they gave up their lives for the word of God and the testimony which they held, they were given white robes, a symbolic of purity. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, we read, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence they came? And 14, And I said unto them, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." And 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 19, we read, "And no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. Therefore nothing entereth into his rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in the blood, because of their faith, and their repentance of their sins, and their faithfulness unto the end." Very interesting. So we understand that the fifth seal opened up during the year 33 AD to 1033 AD. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal, and that was the year 33. So that yet lasted from the year 33 to the 1033 AD. Now the fifth seal, the year 33 AD, the Christian martyrs were slain. And we just read that in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Here are some of the most important events of the understand when the second coming will occur. The very first day that Jesus Christ was erected started the fifth seal. We also learn 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day to the Lord is as a thousand years, as a thousand years is one day." In verse 9 we read, "And when he had opened the fifth seal and saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held." Verse 10, "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge to avenge our blood to them that dwell on the earth?" Verse 11, "And white robes were given unto them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled." So next week we will cover the sixth seal. So I find that very interesting. So we learned some things here. We learned that when Jesus Christ died on the cross or was resurrected, it started the fifth seal, and that was the year 33. You had a thousand years to 33. You had come up with the year 1033, and that will start the sixth seal, and we'll cover that next week. And that will take us up to the year 2033. Well, we're not quite there yet, but that's a very significant time because things come together. That is going to be the time of the first of seven trumpets. We'll cover that in future podcasts, where you have one trumpet after another, and you go through this all seven trumpets, and each trumpet has certain events that take place that lead up to the second coming. When Jesus Christ returns and when Armageddon takes place, that is during the seventh trumpet. So God bless you. We're getting there. And that is it for this week, brothers and sisters. Please read the transcription, study, and keep on moving on. God bless you. You have a great week. And that ends our podcast for Friday, the 5th, it's the 15th of November, 2024. God bless you and have a great week.